You all wanted it, so get your ass on server one. It's Oswald. This is Urban Radio. We're going to start here in just about 2 or 3 minutes.
is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from TameAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is Mungo Zen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Green from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not fast enough today to get over to Barbecue's intro song here, as I guess I just wasn't ready. Oh, well, what the hell. It's Oswald. This is TSN. What's going on? A little Urban Radio for your Friday afternoon. Wherever the hell you are. I'm in SoCal. It's only 11:15 here, and we are on the air here for, oh, we'll see, at least the next hour, hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, depending on how it all goes, depending who pisses me off, and, you know, it's all good, right? So today, not really a special show, but I did paste in Pound Urban Terror a little bit earlier that, I got kicked. Weird. If you have Ventrilo, then you can send me a private message, and if I like you, I will get you on the radio. If not, then, well, you're going to have to sit there and suffer. So what do we have for you today? Well, basically questions. If you have a question about Urban Terror, feel free to send me a private message, and we will get it answered for you. The only question we will not answer today is, when is the release date? Because we're not ready to give that out quite yet. But who knows, maybe if you wait till Sunday, you'll finally get the release date. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. But things are going well. We do have a release client, as we posted in Pound Urban Terror, I believe, yesterday. We do have a code freeze. For those of you who don't know what that means that we're not adding any more new features to the current version of Urban Terror. That new version coming up is going to be Beta 3. It's still being worked on, but for the most part, we do have a very good release client at the moment. I believe we're on release client number 2, if I recall. I just downloaded this morning. Been a little bit too busy to actually get around to play it. I did check it out a little bit this morning. Not too much, but it's looking good. On Dick's map, Golgotha. It's going to be one of the new maps included in Beta 3. So, get your questions ready. I already see a couple of them coming in here, but we will take your questions. As I said, do not ask us about the release date because we won't tell you. As I said, you can wait until maybe Sunday, and maybe I'm alluding to something, maybe I'm not. You're just going to have to wait until Sunday and find out. But that is what we have on tap for you today. What else do we have? Actually, there's really not much going on right now. For those of you who frequent the forums, they are down. No, it's not broken. We have taken them down once again. Basil is doing some work on the coding side, and he's trying to actually pull the box from the ISP so he can rebuild it. It is his server, so we are looking to rebuild that. So you may see the forums up and down here, as if that's anything new, right? But we should have some new forums here that should be a little bit more stable as we get ready for Beta 3. Now, those of you thinking that it's still quite a ways away, well, you know what? It's not really that far away, and I'm not going to plug your mouse pad, sorry. Go find some other sucker to do that. So, the forums will be back up. We'll have an all-new website, which should be coming online here just a couple of days prior to the release of Beta 3. I'm still working with the web designer on it. And last I heard, things are looking very good. We just haven't got them up and running yet. Basilisk and I are going to have to take a look at them. Add just a little bit of code to them so we can do a few other things that we want to with it. So, that is basically what we're waiting for there. And I know Roadkill wants to hear this, so I'm going to play this for Roadkill here real quick.
Fumla.
There you go, Roadkill. There's a Fumla. So, anyway, actually, Roadkill wanted me to say that Fumla, that his mom is done with the Swedish meatballs. He says that's ought to piss him off here. So, Just want a quick shout out to a longtime community member, Fumla, who I still not say right, but I guess that really doesn't matter. As I said, question time, get them in, and as I said, we will play them. I'm going to step away here, take a very quick break, and when we come back, see if I have any information about Beta 3 for you. It's Oswald, this is TSN, we'll be right back.
Gaming server you have running on your old 288? Lacking? Tired of hunting for an empty server that you and your friends can practice on? You ever get TK'd and think, if I was the admin, I'd make them all pay? Want to have a server that you and your team can call home? Well, look no further. ClanBank personal game servers are up for the taking at www.clanbank.com. Offering low-ping servers for the lower-budget gamer, ClanBank offers a variety of server options that cater to your little wallet that you probably just left in the washer.
Oh, crap.
ClanBank servers support games like Quake 3 Arena, Counter-Strike, Soldier of Fortune 2, Urban Terror, Return to Castle Wolfenstein, and much, much more. Visit our website at www.clanbank.com for more information on how you and your team can benefit from the luxury of your very own dependable and affordable personal server. That's www.clanbank.com. Stay tuned to TSN for this week's coupon code, and you can use it to get 20% off any ClanBank server.
So the the ex-admin of the Urban Terror Cal League, Connor, asks, so does anybody miss the M4? Well, I'll answer that. No, nobody misses the M4 because all it really was a mod replacement. And sorry to anybody, but you know what? It's not coming back. That's why we have the LR300. Same, basically the same exact weapon. I mean, the tweaks would have been exactly the same for the LR300 as they were for the M4. But seeing as we no longer affiliate ourselves with with the modeler who made the M4, we decided to pull that model out of the game and replace it with a much better-looking model. So we are back. It's Oswald, a little Urban Radio here. As I said, we are taking your questions. Unfortunately, nobody really has any good questions, so I can see that this probably isn't going to last too very long today. For those of you wanting to get involved in some league play here, the Clan Base Urban Terror Summer Cup CTF 2003 is almost ready to begin. Quite a few clans who are going to partake in it this season. This is actually meant to be a very quick cup, but we'll have to see what happens because right now they got quite a few clans, many of the same clans that you have seen playing in the Open Cup and in the Nations Cup. Powerpuff Girls, for example, Notorious Urban Terror, Nuts, I forgot what they stood for. Anyway, Game Labs, a lot of the good Portuguese teams are in there. Urban Terrorists are in there. UK Vets, Reload, Alliance, Coil's in there. We'll see how they do. Deadly Warriors, Headshots Only, just to name a few. We got some Brazilian clans in there. And the pools should be up for that here very shortly. And once they are, TSN will be right back there bringing you all of the summer CTF Cup action from ClanBase. We look forward to covering all that. Looks like we're getting an Urban Radio server working with one of the admins right now. And we'll see if he can get that set up here very quickly. Trying to read all these all these comments that I have here. And as I can see, more stupid comments here that I really don't feel like answering. So I'm going to take another break, come back. It's Oswald, TSN. Hey, what's going on? Oswald back with you here, TSN. We do have Thunder hooking us up with a server. That's Thunder's CTF playpen. I'm sure some of you frequent that server. Very good server over in Europe and Belgium, I believe. So IP address is going to be 212.68.195.169, port 27961. You can also find it on GameSpy or All Seeing Eye. So once he gets it restarted here, you will be able to join that, and we will drop in there for some Urban Terror CTF action. Speaking of game modes, as we said, we do have a new game mode coming. That is the bomb mode. Right now, we're actually still working on some of the minor things when it comes to bomb mode. We did release a definition file for the level designers out there who actually want to create bomb-type maps for Urban Terror. I know one of the guys waiting on it for quite some time has been Excalibur. He's had Paradise 2 on hold for probably damn near 4 or 5 months, but his decision, one of the few mappers who actually decided to hold back the release instead of bring it out in a beta version or two beta versions and, you know, have multiple versions floating out there on the internet. So props to him for hanging on to it. He also has a couple of his older maps that it looks like he is going to be bring back as well. So hopefully we see some of those here in the very near future. Server, I believe, Thunder says he's in there, so we'll have to see if that is the case here. I'm going to connect right now that IP address one more time, 212.68.195.169. The port is 27961. It's going to be the map UT Eagle. So get your game on. Get into the server. As I said, if you need the server IP, it will be provided for you. And pound Urban Terror. And there we go. We are in the game. We're going to spectate here for just a few minutes. Going to populate the server here as we see a couple gamers in there already. So hop in there, get your game on, and enjoy the fun while you listen to Urban Radio. Back to the bomb mode. Back to the game modes in general, we're actually probably going to provide about 20 to 25 levels for Urban Terror Beta 3. They're actually going to be distributed amongst three major game types. We're going to have CTF, going to have Bomb Defuse, and before you start in on me about how it's Counter-Strike-ish, I got a little rant on that here, because it's not. But you all seem to think it is. Anyway, and the other game mode, basically Team Survivor, Team Deathmatch, are going to be considered one game mode because you can basically play all the maps that work in Team Survivor and Team Deathmatch. As I need to turn my sounds down. There we go. Sounds are turned down. So it's going to be divided into those three groups. Follow the leader maps? Well, nobody really plays FTL. They should because it's a very good game mode. Unfortunately, they think the instructions are too hard. So basically, any map that has that game mode will be available. But for Beta 3, it's going to come down to three game modes. Some of the bomb maps that we have been working on, I'm sure none of them are anything new. You've heard about them. Casa, that's going to now be a bomb and a CTF map. Ricochet has been updated. UT Docks has a few changes done to it by Dragone. He's also worked on Ricochet and Swim. So those of you who took Swim to be gone is not really going to happen. We will have Swim. Have to see how it plays. UT Streets is going to be included, and you know I don't have my cheat sheet here from the forums that basically has how we broke it all down. But we did have it actually all broken down into some semblance of order as I'm watching a few things here. UT Nimrod, another one by Dick Dastardly. That's probably going to be bomb and CTF. That's probably going to be included in what we call a new or a popular category. You guys aren't really going to see those categories, but you know, in order to do a game mode. Going all the way back to Beta 2, we had actually tried Bomb Defuse when Epoxel and Dr. 8 were still coding. Unfortunately, at that time, we really had no maps, with the exception of maybe Revolution, that actually supported a bomb mode. We had some of the entities in there. We had a bomb spot. We had a bomb in there. But beyond that, I mean, we were doing all this work using Uptown as a test bed, and unfortunately, we just really didn't have much more beyond that to really work with. So a little short on resources there. So this time we decided to bring them back, 27 Density and High C. I've done a very good job adding Bomb Diffuse to Urban Tear. So we look forward to everybody playing that. And no, I do not have a beard, and I do not drive a Viper or Ferrari. Why the hell would you think that? TSN doesn't pay, and God knows modding doesn't pay. Last weekend, for those of you who might have been on the forums, you saw I did attend Everland. Everland.net, that's in Colorado Springs, Colorado. That's the USA for those of you non-North American people. Had a good time. Last year I was there, the winter 2002 event. I returned to this summer for the 2003 summer event. Great time. Unfortunately, no Urban Terror tournament this time. They did have a 2v2 tournament last year in the winter event. Unfortunately, the admin for the Urban Terror servers left to go to Tennessee, so we were basically left without any Urban Terror, which is okay. I mean, I really wasn't too upset about it. They had some very good tournaments there. They had Raven Shield. They had Battlefield 1942. They had Unreal Tournament 2003 1v1 and CTF. They had that Counter-Strike game. It was actually a very good time. StarCraft and another one they had. So good time. Hung out with Tommy from GeekWares, geekwares.com. Those of you looking to get a shirt, looking to get a sticker, head over to geekwares.com and drop your jack right there. Tommy's been instrumental in getting all of our Urban Terror swag up on the internet, and he will be in attendance at QuakeCon. So you guys in the Urban Terror community going to QuakeCon, look for Tommy. He'll probably be in the vendors hall there and looking to make a deal with you. Who knows? He may even have some low prices there. Just drop my name. Save on the shipping, and he will get you in a shirt. In fact, I have a new shirt here. As I reach over and grab it, I got it up in front of me. If you're tuned into the webcam here, it's a very cool shirt. It's a work shirt, actually. It's like those heavy-duty polyester-type shirts that, like, an auto mechanic would wear, you know, that type. And it's got the Urban Terror logo, the three bullets on the left breast just above the pocket. Very cool shirt, and he's selling those. He's selling boonie hats, and you name it, he can get it for you. Also going to be hanging out with him at the beginning of August, August 1st through the 3rd, in Las Vegas. Yes, the city, the desert city, going to be going to a hackers convention, defcon.org. Looking forward to that. And should be a good time out there. Going to go out there with him and hang and see what all the hacking is about out there. Should be a good time. He tells me it's a great event. There's I think this is year number 11 that they've been out there. So I'm looking forward to that. And then actually I'll be returning back to Vegas at the end of the month for some personal stuff. So should be a good time. I'm going to step away here, take another break. It looks like we do have a 6-on-6 game here. We got Hornet OSX. Met him last week. We'll talk about that here in just a few minutes. Camino Jr., Ozion, Wolf, Aphex Twin, who Aphex Twin coming to SoCal, going to meet up with him here at the end of the month, and Infusion from Clan Boss. On the blue team, we have X, Remedy, Sir Redemption, Zent, Bloodshot, and Thunder from M. So I'm going to drop out here. Going to get another song in here, and one of the more unique songs. It's Oswald. This is TSN, Little Primus right here. We'll be right back.
I ain't one for poetry. Ain't one for prose. Ain't one for the scent of a springtime rose. But there is one fact that I do know. I sure get a kick out of that Beavis and Butthead show. Do-do-do-do-do! Sons of bitches staring on back at me. I said, what the hell's this? Lurk said, boy, don't you know? The world's got crazy over that there, Beavis Butthead Joe. might be going for frog baseball, but I'm inclined to use a cap. On comedy, I'm a stooges man like Larry Curly and Moe. But now and then I get a chuckle watching the Beavis Butthead Show.
Hey, Beaver.
What?
I was just, like, thinking and stuff. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna try that.
TV is cool.
Yeah. TV rules. It rules. Yeah.
Hey, Steve, I heard that pretty soon they're going to have, like, 500 channels. That's going to be cool.
Really? That would be cool.
Really cool, though? If, like, one of the channels didn't suck?
One of them didn't suck? Then why would you need the other, 327?
Because, you know, all those TV shows that suck? It's like, you have to put them somewhere. It's my cool channel.
Yeah. They should call it the cool channel.
A little Primus here, a little Beavis and Butthead. We're not going to get into that song just yet. It's us all back with you here, TS and the team. Sportscast Network. Shoutcasting been a little bit quiet at TSN for Urban Terror. I don't know if the community's losing interest, but unfortunately, just never really been much of much interest in the clans from North America. Still not sure why. Trying to change that. Also trying to get another league up and running. Dragone and I were talking about that this morning. We'll have to see if anything pans out on that. Do have another question here from Toe Jam. He says, how much of a factor will weight be in 3.0, if any? Well, the only weapon that is going to carry any sort of penalty is a machine gun. It's going to be one of those weapons that's going to burn stamina much quicker than any others. It's going to be the only one where you walk and you actually lose stamina. And I'm sure some people are going to say, I don't like that. That should not be like that. Let's change it. But that's how it's going to be for for Beta 3. And we'll just have to deal with that and see how it comes along, because right now it really has not been too much of an issue during testing. We've used it for some time now after we got it implemented in testing, and you carry a 150 round clip, so it's going to be one of those that if there were no penalty attached to it, then I'm sure many of these people would be many of these people would be taking that gun and basically running and gunning, because you take an extra clip of bullets, and extra ammo, I mean, and you have 450 rounds of hot lead to play with. So hopefully that answers your question, and that is going to be the only new weapon so far in 3.0 is going to be the negative. We got Blade Killer and Miles still working on the skins, and some great-looking skins by both of them. As we mentioned before, the leg bands and the arm bands are now gone. The skins are going to be set by the level designers in a text file. and it's going to use set skins that basically offset each other. So I know we shared some pictures on UrbanTerra.net a while ago, and you can see the quite a contrast between the red team and the blue team, and the skins just happen to be those two colors. I forgot the team names. I want to say it was Urban and SWAT or something like that. But the colors are going to offset enough that you should not need the armbands and leg bands any longer. So I know some of you are kind of excited about that. That's not to say that those bands will not return in the form of some sort of patch or band that can be worn on the arm, for example, like in Rainbow Six Raven Shield. You can actually make your own patch, your own insignia, and put it on your arm. Kind of looks cool. Don't know if that's really needed, just one of those little niceties, but we'll have to wait and see on that. That's one of those things that we've been working on. Another question coming from Dead Meat. He said, why did you guys decide to remove the flash nades from 3.0? I think they were a big extra to it. Well, they were. I mean, it was one of those things that just didn't work out as well as we had planned it. People wanted them. They wanted the flash grenades. So we got them in one of the 2.x versions of Urban Terror. Unfortunately, we had issues with them. For one, you could see the belt buckles through the smoke. I mean, that was a minor issue. Or through the smoke. What am I saying? I had smoke grenades. Those are fixed anyways. the flash grenades, sometimes the flash was too long. Testing revealed that, you know, maybe we should change it and make it a bit shorter. We did, but unfortunately, we just couldn't get them to a place where we thought they worked very well. So instead of continuing to put time and effort into them, we just got rid of them. Most everybody was complaining about them anyways. People didn't like the fact that when you tossed one of those, or as some of these pro gamers say, you know, it's the noobs who ruin it because they throw flash grenades and it blinds me and yada, yada, yada. So, you know, instead of putting more time and resources in it, we've just decided to get rid of them. But, Trillion, don't make me play that MP3 I have of you. I got Trillion from TSN sending me sexy love messages here. Anyway. So as I've been alluding to, and hopefully some of you have picked up, that we are going to have some sort of an announcement on Sunday. Yeah, Sunday the 13th. Beta 3 is actually closer than you think. You know how they have that little label in like, rearview mirrors or side mirrors that say objects in mirror may appear closer than they really are? Well, that's how beta 3.0 is right now. It's actually closer than what you guys think it is. So be looking forward to that. Going to drop back into the game here. As I said, we are using Thunder's playpen. I always call it pigpen for some reason. I'm not sure why. Thunder's Pigpen, that's where we are today. A little Urban Terror action going on. Going to bump up the volume here just a bit. We do have 7-on-6 right now. And let's see how long it takes me to die. How's that? One of the better maps here. Like I said, let's see how long it takes me to die. I'm already dead. What fun is that? So if you want to hop in the server, do so. It is up and running. IP address 212.68.195.169. The port is 27961. If you're connecting through All Seeing Eye or GameSpy, find Thunder's CTF Playpen. That is a server we are using. what else do we have here? Remedy would like to know. More and more think the LR300 is way too accurate on spray mode. Any thoughts about that? Yeah, it's not too accurate. Seriously, I mean, we've had at points 300 QA testers and some faggots who think they're QA testers who decided to take our files. But what it comes down to is the weapons have been tweaked pretty good. I mean, if we can please this cross section of the community who has been helping us play test it. I think the community would be quite happy with that. Not only do you have people who are the hardcore gamers, the pro gamers, as they call themselves, but you do have some gamers who are just in it for the enjoyment and the fun, and not necessarily playing every day, but you know, getting a couple hours in it during the week. It's going to be those players who who really can't tell the minor adjustments, but when you get a gamer who sits here and plays it 8 to 10 hours a day, and you make a minor change on a weapon, well, they're going to know about it, and they're going to feel it, and like it or not, they may have some strong thoughts about it. But the weapons have all been tweaked once again. And to be honest, it's really hard to go in exactly and tell you just what all has been done to the weapons. I mean, we could say we reduced a weapon by, you know, 0.2 or 0.3, and that's not really going to give you any sort of information when it comes right down to it. So we have tweaked the weapons. They will probably be mentioned in the README file for those of you who don't feel like reading it. We have some stuff we will include in there that you can read about. Frame rate has increased just a bit. We've found some things out. And we have improved upon the FPS. So some of you should see some improvements on that side of the thing. On the client side. The release, I got another question here from Rudy. The release of Beta 3 is going to be one big pack file. One file. It's probably going to be in the neighborhood of 150 to 200 megabytes. If you're on a modem, you know what? Download it overnight with GetRight, because we are not making a separate version for the 56K crowds. Sorry about that. You guys can suffer. Just like everybody else, if not, get a better net connection. I don't see many other people releasing modem versions, and we're not really gonna do it either. So 150 to 200 megs, that's probably going to include, as I said, 20 to 25 maps. It's going to include all the new weapons. As I said, there's going to be most of the maps have been updated. Some of the old maps, going back here to the maps for just a moment. Abbey, which is now Abbey 2, is updated. Village is updated. UT Mines, Sanctuary, Docks, Ricochet, Swim, Casa. I'm looking through my list here. Rommel, Twin Lakes, Uptown. So many of the maps you play right now have been updated to some degree, be it new textures, spawn points moved, flag positions moved. But Drag, his Dragon, has really been doing a lot of work on the maps when it comes to updating them, including working on his own two or three that are actually going to be released in this version, such as Offshore, Filtration, and Drug Lord 3. I think those are the only three he's been working on. UT Revolution's another map that's been updated, and that's going to be included. And with the new Bomb Diffuse mode, it should end up playing a little bit better. And that is something that we have been working on. And you guys are pretty boring today. Absolutely no questions. No questions from the community. I'm just shocked. So I guess that means I don't have to actually do a news update on the website tonight, do I? No, I don't. Now, if you guys aren't asking any questions, that means you're all ready to go. And all you want is the release, right? Oh, we know you want the release. And that is coming soon, as we have been saying for some time now. That is coming soon. Going to step away, take another break. I need some water. It's Oswald. This is TSN. We'll be right back.
Take the rhythm. listening to TTTSN.
More shoutcasts than a barrel of monkeys.
Who the fuck is writing these?
Ooh, a little friendly fire action there. This Sunman jumping off somewhere, killing himself. Oh, man, I wish I could have spawned that. Give it me an LOL.
What the hell is that? Oh, my goodness. I'm enjoying it. And hello, listening audience. I love that term.
We are the Team Sportscast Network.
So some of you keep... Whoa, that ain't right. Oops. Guess what? You can't start the new version of Urban Terror unless everything is in the right directory. Ain't that a bitch? Just found that out. Quake 3, and I forgot that I had to move all my stuff. So we're going to do that right now. I'm going to cut... go to that directory, drop all these in, and start Quake 3. For those of you who are console addicts, tune in tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern. It's DJ Wheat, going to be bringing you the best of epileptic gaming right here on TSN. If you haven't caught that show, I suggest you tune into it. Wheat's got a kick-ass show, talks a lot of consoles with his two sidekicks, nice guy Ed, and I can't remember the other guy's name. Ain't that a bitch? Oh, well, doesn't matter, does it? Good show. Suggest you tune in. Somebody's asking me here about Clan Base's official match maps. I don't know. I would suspect you will see some more official Clan Base maps. I'm sure the same thing can be said about the leagues here in North America. TWL and OGL and Stay. I'm sure those three will... If they have official maps, we'll probably update them just a bit. Now, people continue to ask us, well, why aren't you including the classic maps? You know why we're not including the classics maps? Because nobody plays them. Okay, so maybe that's not 100% right. People do play them, but we are not including them. We will not have Streets available and Streets 2. We will not have Abbey and Abbey 2 available. We are only going to have the most current version of the map available. So, for those of you who thought UT Streets was a great map, guess what? It's gone. We're not supporting it. We will only support Streets 2, which is going to be included in our official release. And I'm sure that's not going to make a lot of people happy, although Streets was really never that great of a map. Didn't get played very much. Just like a few others that I know we have commented on before, as I'm still trying to connect to the test server. And here we go. Dot. That's not right. Okay. Now we're connecting. So, getting back to what I was saying. Yeah, Grayscale. Thank you, Mumbles. I knew Nice Guy Ed and a Grayscale. Those are DJ Wheat's two sidekicks. My bad. Not to forget them. More questions coming our way here. Do you think Urban Terror will get more players after the 3.0 release? And do you feel it's become a better game for elite players or for the new gamers? Well, it's kind of hard to say. I guess it depends on... What end of the spectrum you are on? Are you a new gamer or are you somebody who's been in the community? I mean, granted, I can say I've been in the community since 1999, but I do not attribute myself to being an elite player or even skilled. I'm one of those players who enjoys it, and you know, I really don't put any practice time to it. I really don't care what my score is. But, I mean, that's how you basically have to make a game. You have to make a game that's going to hold the attention of the community on both ends of the spectrum. It's not easy to do, and we have had a bit of a challenge trying to be successful in that. We think we have a very good product, and I know people call me out on this all the time, saying, well, Oz, you say that about every release. This is going to be the best release. Well, you know what? Part of that is said from a PR standpoint, but part of it is said truthfully. I mean, we spend 4 months on a release, and, you know, what do you want us to say? No, it's going to be a crappy release. You don't want to get it. Just continue to play what you're playing. You can't say that. You have to put a positive spin on everything. Even 2.6 and 2.6A. I mean, we thought it was the best release. We had absolutely no issues when it came down to the last last day of testing before we compiled the pack file, and unfortunately, something got screwed up when we compiled. I mean, what can we say? We screwed up. Oh, and DJ Weed is now telling me Grayscale will return next week. Thanks, DJ Weed. I love you. Actually, that's a statement that Blanks would say, but nonetheless, tune into Epileptic Gaming tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern, right here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. So 3.0, yeah, I do think you'll see a lot of new gamers. I do think it'll definitely give the community a shot in the arm. Something that'll actually do the community good. I think the team is sort of happy now to get out of the 2.x, the 2.0 phase of development and not move on into 3.0 and hopefully onto a version release of Urban Terror, which would be nice. That sort of leads into the next statement. We were approached by id Software, and I believe I said this before. We were approached by id Software a couple weeks ago. Kevin Cloud of id Software sent me an email asking if Silicon Ice had any interest in porting Urban Terror to Enemy Territory. Now, those of you who don't know what Enemy Territory is, you've probably been sleeping under a rock, but that actually started out as an expansion pack for Return to Castle Wolfenstein by the now Splash Damage team, who used to be the Quake 3 development team, Quake 3 Fortress development team. Loki, RR2DO2, those guys, Fluffy Gimp, who from the UK. Good bunch of guys. We met them our first year at QuakeCon, and since that first year, since 2000, we've really become good friends with them, and, you know, anytime they're out here, chances are I see him. E3, I just saw him. So it's good to keep in contact with a group like that. I mean, here's a group of amateur developers who've actually taken it to the next level and become their own software development studio. Something that I know those of us on Silicon Ice have talked about. Right now, it's probably not going to come true, but that's, you know, for the team to decide. That's not a community decision. Getting back to what I was saying, id Software contacted us asking us of our interest in porting Urban Terror to Enemy Territory. Now, Enemy Territory is basically a free standalone game. You do not need Return to Castle Wolfenstein to play it. So right there, you basically have your own gaming platform that is updated. I know Arnot, RR2DO2 from Splash Damage, has done quite a bit of work on the engine himself, has improved quite a few features. And, yeah, Christ, give me a little time here. Man. Invis, tell him to shut the hell up, please. Thank you. So that's one of those things that we now have to make a decision. We would like to do it, don't get me wrong. I think if, you know, this is probably going to sound selfish considering that we've basically been all about staying free in terms of mods going retail, because don't get me started on that. Mods should be free regardless. They should not be packaged. They should not be retail, but I'm sure I'll catch a ration of crap for saying that and going into my little diatribe on that. But mods should be free. But now, when you think about porting Urban Terror to Enemy Territory, and this was something that was brought up quite a while ago, in fact, Crazy Butcher brought it up about, well, why don't we make Urban Terror for Return to Castle Wolfenstein? You have an updated Quake 3 engine, some new features that we get to use. And at that time, it just wasn't prudent for us to make that decision. So we decided to stay with Quake 3, and it's probably been a good decision to remain here. But when it comes to porting something like this, porting it over to the same gaming engine, it's still going to take a considerable amount of time. We would be looking at, I don't know, anywhere from probably 12 to 14 months to actually port over Urban Terror from Quake 3 to Enemy Territory. It's a long time. It's a long time, big commitment to put in. Especially if there's nothing released between, say, now and that time. And once it's done, what is in it for the development team? I mean, we now port this game. We now have a free standalone game that is out there. What are we going to see for it? Well, I don't know. I mean, will there still be a community? I don't know. Will there still be gamers interested in Urban Terror? I don't know. So right now, it's something that we have been talking about. I'm sure if all the pieces, fill into place, then it's possible that we could port, but right now we are still discussing it, still talking to id Software. There are some things that we would like that we'll have to see if they're willing to work with. as you know, it's not every day you get an email from id Software asking you to asking your interest in something like this. So it is kind of cool to be talking to those guys still. And if we go to QuakeCon, you know, we may have a meeting with Kevin and possibly Robert Duffy of id Software. So just have to wait and see. But right now it's Quake 3, or excuse me, it's Urban Terror 4 Quake 3. And that's where we're at with that. Enemy Territory, as I said, very cool game. I know we do cover it here on at TSN. A lot of people playing it. Clans taking to it quite a bit. Trillion, our lead Enemy Territory caster, has a great team of casters. So if you're interested in it, you know, give me your information. Tell me what you think about Enemy Territory. Not that we're really going to take much in terms of community input when it comes to a team decision here. But, I mean, we're curious to see what you guys think. I mean, would Urban Terror on the Enemy Territory game platform be something you would like to play? I mean, for those of you who have played Enemy Territory, send me a private message. Let me know what you think. Now, before I get killed for ignoring everybody here, Invis, there is a new Streets 2 movie out that I believe Invis and Muffin Man have done. And you can download it. I'm going to put the link in a Pound Urban Tear. It's over on urtcentral.com/staff/streets2.rar. I believe it's about a 12-minute or a 12-meg file. I haven't downloaded it. Sorry, Invis. Been too busy this morning. But you can go and get that map, excuse me, that video, and it basically shows off Streets 2, which is going to be included in the upcoming release. Personally, it's probably going to be one of my favorite maps. Invis, as usual, doing a kick-ass job on the level. That can be said about many other guys as well. Big fan of Dick Dastardly. Love his work. Love his maps. And I think you guys are going to be very impressed with Nimrod. I know it sounds kind of funny, but Nimrod going to be a very kick-ass map for Urban Terror Beta 3. Let me take inventory here of private messages I have coming in. I'm going to step away. There's a link. Go get that. Let me see what Muffin Man has to say. Go get the Streets 2 RAR file. I'm being told that you are going to need the latest DivX to play it. I believe that's 5.0.3 or something like that. And I will paste the link once again in Pound Urban Terror. It is urtcentral.com/staff/streets2.rar. Going to step away, take a couple of breaks. It's Oswald, Urban Radio, right here on TSN. Well, I don't mean to piss you off with things I might say. So when I try to shut my mouth, they come out anyway. So when I speak my mind, that's when we connect. Yeah, but that's not politically correct.
Pressing We need a chick.
Yeah, yeah. We need a chick who's cool.
Yeah. We need a chick that's got tattoos on her butt.
Yeah, yeah. We need one of those chicks. Like, a chick who's older, who's like, done it a lot of times.
Yeah. We need a chick that used to be married to some dork, and so now, like, she's all wild and stuff.
What the?
No, not that Art of War.
This Art of War. Fast game hosting, reliable servers, dependable customer service, and your own stomping grounds to frag, frag, frag.
You want it?
And Art of War Central can provide it. Call 1-866-LOW-PING or visit their website, www.artofwarcentral.com. Art of War. They click ass.
They do click ass. It's Oswald. We're back here, Urban Radio on TSN. So what's going on? We've been on the air now just, a little over an hour. Just hanging out here with you this Friday afternoon. Beautiful day here in SoCal. As usual, best weather in the world. Yes, that's right. In the world. I continue to get some questions here. Have you guys had a big problem? Had big problems with 3.0. Well, you got to remember, we are in testing, so there's going to be a lot of problems. Going to be a lot of problems during beta testing. I mean, we're trying things. We're trying things new. We're tweaking weapons. I mean, you're not really playing as a QA tester to play the game for fun and enjoyment. You're playing it to test it, to see what we have wrong, to see what Sid's done that needs tweaking, that needs to be fixed. I mean, I think that's a big misconception with some in the community that, well, you know, I want to play Beta 3. I want to test. I'm a good player. Well, you know, great, you're a good player, but, I mean, playing and working QA are two different things, and I know Blade Killer will back me up 100% on that comment that you need to have something to QA test. And we've done a great job. I'm not gonna smack down any of our QA people here. At least online, I wouldn't do that. Offline, you never know. I might. But seriously, we have had problems. Right now, I mean, Release Client 2 is the latest version. And unfortunately, we have an issue. I don't exactly recall what it was. Blade Killer gave me the information last night. It's really immaterial because it's going to be fixed before we give it to the community. But, I mean, there are problems that happen, and, you know, that's part of development. That's part of software development. You go back and you fix it. Many of the bugs you see right now, for example, the waist bug that you get hit in the waist and, boom, you bleed real fast and die, that has been corrected. Sorry, I'm going through all my messages here, seeing who else I can answer. Yeah, I see Invis saying, anyone that doesn't like the new streets, please send all your negative comments to Oswald. That's right. That is admin@s8s.info. If you have any negative feedback, please send it to admin@s8s.info. He will be more than happy to take all your feedback and give him hell. Seriously, though, Streets 2, another favorite. As I said, when it comes to level design, there's more than just how a map plays. And, you know, the more I play some of these new games, Rainbow Six, Raven Shield's a prime example. It's beautiful. After seeing some of the comments in their forums, it's like, God, people do nothing but complain and bitch about, you know, a $50 game. You know, just STFU and play the damn thing. I mean, that's how it is when it comes to Urban Terror. But we're on a much smaller scale, so we can actually interact and talk to you guys, the community, the people who play our game, and we do listen. I know. We do listen. Even if some of you people don't think so, we do listen and we do take notice of things that are wrong. But when it comes to maps, there's more than just a gameplay component to any map. Not only gameplay, but, you know, things like ambiance. And I know I have a whole list of these posted over on thesixthfloor.com. And I basically live by that. That is how I will review any map, regardless if it's an Urban Terror map or if it's a map for something like Battlefield 1942, Medal of Honor, Raven Shield. I mean, there's basically six areas that you have to look at. And Quake 3 is sort of unique because you can go in there and tweak so many things in Quake to make a map not look like a map any longer. I mean, we've limited and locked a lot of those CVARs, but still we do give the community some leeway when it comes to how they want to play the game. And I think it's taken us some while to actually get over that. Now, if we would have released a Beta 1 with light mode only, I don't think we would have had many people complaining. I mean, it's a new mod. You know, maybe we would not have made it then. I don't know. But there's basically six design areas I look at when I look at a map. Texturing, ambiance, something called Creative Spark, construction, playability, which is what many people judge a map on solely on how it plays. And something basically like an X Factor, I call it the Sixth Sense. It's just something that, you know, there's something about the map that you like. Maybe it's something in the map. You really can't put your finger on one exact thing. It could be a balancing area. Sometimes the map has something going on in it, and you just don't know what it is, but you like it about the map. So those are my six areas that, you know, I judge a map on. And Streets 2 has a lot of those aspects. And rest assured, I will be reviewing that along with all the new maps that Sid releases here for Beta 3 as soon as they are ready. Really can't do it now because I haven't played many of them. I mean, yeah, sure, we've run through them. I mean, playing Village 2 as our testbed for bomb mode, I mean, you basically have one goal in mind, and that is to get from point A to point B and plant the bomb. I mean, so the playtesting has not really given us a good overall feel for how the map is going to play. It's given us some idea, but there's still a lot of work that the community is going to need to do. They're going to have to play a little bit longer. You're going to actually have to get in the game because the bomb mode is going to be something new that's introduced into that playability factor. So you guys can wait and check that out. But Streets 2 is going to be one of the best looking and hopefully best playing maps out there. It's going to be very fast. It's going to be a sniper map, and you can see all about it in that video that's just been released by Invis and a Muffin Man. And I'm sure somebody will be more than happy to spam that in Pound Urban to it, like myself, because I have it right there. And I'll also do it over in... there we go. Do it in TSN Central. Over on QuakeNet, our buddies in Europe. QuakeNet. Some comments coming in here from the community. Hey, I just wanted to say that I think putting UT on ET is a great idea. I think that the new engine will let you do more stuff in a wider community. Also, if you need any help, I'd be more than happy to help you do it. Coding, models, maps, yada, yada, yada. Thanks for that. Got a comment from Trillion of TSN. She says, do it, do it. Oh, see ya, Bubbles. You got kicked for spamming. Ain't that a bitch. Bye-bye. There's Thunder. Oh, saying that he will probably be running bomb mode when it's released. Trip over my tongue once again. If you are an Urban Terror admin, if you're an Urban Terror admin for an Urban Terror server, and not one of these fly-by-night servers, a well-established server like FSK405, like Poop, like the Playpen, send me an email, oswald@urbanterror.net, and get your name on the list for an early release. We are actually going to give the file out to some of the more popular servers out there. If your server is not included, you know what? Sorry, it's our decision, and not everybody is going to get it. But we do want to get it out to some server admins in the community, so there are some servers that are ready to go right when we release. One of the new things, we are going to have a new folder for it. It's going to be called Q3UT3, no more Q3UT2. That is gone. That's old. Going to be an all-new server, an all-new directory. A lot of this is going to be already done for you in the install file or in the zip file. And yes, I see Dragona making comments about the Dolphin. If you don't know what the Dolphin is, go into Druglord 2 and find the Dolphin. Drag you, homo. The Dolphin is now a whale, but it's a dolphin again. If you don't know what that means, well, don't feel bad. I think there's only two people here who know what that means, and that's myself and Dragon. And you guys don't need to know anyways. Somebody wanted to know. Ozion wanted to know. They had a little discussion over in the clan. Norse Berserkers. And they'd like to know if it's really me who says, ha, 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 when you get a flawless victory. No, that is not me. That is a barbecue. That is Mark Klim. He does all the sounds for Urban Terror. And if you missed any of them, then you know what? mp3.com/MarkKlim, and you can get all of his work over there. He does some amazing stuff, and I suggest you head over there if you've never really heard much of his stuff. But he does have some very good stuff available, some free stuff you can download and check out if you want to do that. But... he's the man when it comes to sounds and comments. And I'm sure this is one of those sounds that you're talking about right there. The ha 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 ha. Got a lot of those out there.
Give me a radio check. What's up? I'm going to need some morphine. All right, let's clear the area. All your base are belong to us. Proceed with caution.
Oops. That's not supposed to be in there. But barbecue doing all our sounds, and yes, we will have,
God help us all,
some new sounds for Beta 3. You're going to have to wait to see what those are as we are still working on them, but there will be some new radio calls. And I see people in Pound TSN drag posting that little, oh my God, it's a dolphin. No, it's a whale. No, wait, it's a dolphin again. Like I said. Yeah. More questions coming in here. I'm sure you got this question before, but you think Half-Life 2 and Doom 3 are going to set new standards in computer games? Well, you think Half-Life 2 and Doom are going to... Well, I can't say I'm a big Half-Life fan. Never have been. Yeah, sure, I had it... I had a copy of it when it first came out, and that came out when? During the Quake 2 era, I guess you could say. At the time, Half-Life was quite revolutionary. I did see the video at E3. I think games like Doom 3 and Half-Life 2, sure, of course they're going to set new standards. You look at Raven Shield, and I mean, you look at some of the stuff that Raven Shield has in it, like the ragdoll type bodies and bodies falling downstairs and things like that. It looks pretty slick. I mean, one thing older engines are going to have, and one thing that gamers sometimes don't always do is stay on that wave, that technology wave, so they don't have the fastest processors, the fastest video cards, the most memory. So, you know, sometimes I think the older games, you know, you stay maybe 6 months behind, a year behind. You know, games like Half-Life, Counter-Strike are going to continue to live on. Quake 3, I don't see Urban Terror dying anytime soon. I mean, as long as there is interest by the community and by the development team, I think there's still going to be Urban Terror. That's just me. Sure, Doom 3 is going to be revolutionary. It's going to be an all-new gaming engine. But, I mean, realistically, I mean, what are going to be the specs that you need on your system to run that game? I mean, look at the specs of Urban Terror. You already need more than the basic requirements of Quake 3 to run Urban Terror. So, you know, to some degree, yeah, I think you're going to see many advances made not only in Half-Life 2 and Doom 3, but whatever is released beyond that. I mean, it's typically how it goes. You're going to have one or two platforms that battle it out here. I mean, Unreal Tournament 2003 was something that looked very cool when it came out, too. So, you know, and that's how it's been going back. Quake, Unreal Tournament, Half-Life, and, you know, Half-Life has been probably one of the older engines for some time. But, you know, you'll see. Just have to wait and see what happens. I don't know what's going to happen. A lot of these games now, my 2.5 gig processor is not going to be fast enough to run it. Like everybody else, I'm going to have to upgrade too. But, you know, what it comes down to, it comes down to money. If you don't have the money, you're not going to be able to upgrade. That means you're going to end up playing some of these older games, I mean, that are still popular. Soldier of Fortune 2, not that that's that old. Medal of Honor, I play that all the time. Battlefield 1942, I think you're going to see more games built like that. But I don't know. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, that's my take on it. Half-Life 2, I can't really say I'm too impressed with it. Sorry. Maybe I'm biased too. Another comment, I like to see Urban Terror on enemy territory since more and more people that are interested but cannot find Quake 3 unless it's the expensive gold pack. Well, I guess over here in North America, it's not that expensive, but it is becoming a little bit more difficult to find. I will give you that. Bomb mode. How does bomb mode differ from Team Survivor? Well, obvious. You have an objective in bomb mode. Your objective is going to be to plant the bomb and to detonate the bomb while the defensive team attempts to prevent that from happening. Sort of a stupid question, sorry. I don't want to answer it. Go for it with E.T. Plays very nice. Yes, E.T. does play very nice. And you know what? I'm going to take another break here. Actually, I'm not. I need to get some music up. I don't have any music ready to go. So listen to this sounder while I get my music up. It's Oswald. This is TSN. We'll be right back.
The following is a paid public service announcement from the Parents Against Elite Hackers Foundation.
Billy and I used to play. Yeah, we used to play a lot. Because Billy was my friend. And one day, Billy and I were playing. Billy was shot through a wall.
Please, don't let lead hackers affect your life. If you know or are someone that needs help, please do the right thing.
Somewhere down the line, I've seen about this.
And now, a fucking public service announcement from fucking TSN. Sometimes dealing with all you asshats causes a shoutcaster to drop occasional F-bomb, or two, or five. To put it another way, if you are offended by shit, you bitch, or slut, ass, damn motherfucking stupid, fucking bitch, then please disconnect now, because it's only going to get worse.
That was cool.
Yeah, yeah. 99 ways to die.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Oswald back with you here. Urban Radio on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. Couple shout-outs here. One from She Prime of Hoy. Hoy to that, eh? Shout-out to Tom and Spork.com Relay Team. So live up your promise now, She Prime. Here's a question from Bubbles of SAB. If and when it releases source code for Doom 3, would Sid be interested in porting UT, or does UT fade away with Q3? How do you answer that question now? Christ, we haven't even released the game yet. You know how long it's going to take for the source code to come out for that? So, no comment on that. No comment on that. Some other comments here I heard on E3. At E3, some major computer game developer companies think the shoot 'em up and the warfare games are on its edge, and that we'll see more strategy-type games in the future. My comment? First-person shooters will have their place in the gaming community. I don't think they'll die. At E3, I mean, there were countless World War II-type games either out, being displayed, or coming out. So World War II still seems to be where it is right now. You see Battlefield just announced the Vietnam game, Battlefield Vietnam. So I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. A lot of RTS is out there. Star Wars Galaxy, one of the new games that just came out that I know a lot of people are taking too. But I think you're going to see the first-person shooters continue to basically dominate. So just my thoughts. I could be wrong. What do I know, right? Not much. We will have a new UT Runner available, courtesy of GameRunners.com, thanks to Aphex Twin, who actually going to be in town here, be in SoCal at the end of the month, going to hook up with him for a couple of adult beverages over in Anaheim. Looking forward to that. He's done a lot of work, a lot of support work behind the scenes for Urban Terror, and he continues to make our installers the last couple of releases we have done, so kind of cool. Looking forward to meeting him. As I said, when I was out in Colorado Springs, hooked up with Wicked Chick and Hornet. For those of you who may not know who they are two gamers in the Urban Terror community. Both Mac people, big in a Macintosh, so it's kind of cool to talk Macintosh for somebody who knows what they're talking about and not have to talk down to them. Because I got my Macintosh sitting right here, my little Power Macintosh 7300 180 megahertz processor. Look out, started that baby up last night, ran like a gem, unlike the PC. But anyway. We should have a Mac installer. Not sure who all is going to provide a mirror for that, but we will have a Mac installer, and that will be coming courtesy of Hornet. To look forward to that. How long approximately will it take the bomb to explode, and how long will it take to defuse? Will there be lame places in 3.0 like 2.6 for the example, the village roof and the casa roof? Well, the first question, how long will it take? That is completely up to the admin, the server admin. We will have defaults in there. I believe those defaults right now are at 2 minutes for the round time, 30 seconds for the detonation, and 10 seconds for the defusal. But all three of those times can be changed by the admin. So if Clan Base wants to play with 3 minute rounds and 30 seconds for the bomb and 10 seconds on the defuser, 15 seconds on the defuser, they can change it. I mean, it's completely up to them. I don't think we wanted to lock ourselves in to set times, basically because some of the maps probably are not as large as each other. So, you know, you may have a smaller map. That means, you know, you may want a faster defuse on there. I don't know. Or, excuse me, a faster detonation. So we'll have to see how it plays out. Like I said, we will be including our defaults. And for those admins who set up servers and don't change it, well, you will have some defaults in there to play with. But I think you'll see some admins change it. And who knows? I mean, there may be some variables that are going to play a little bit better than a two-minute round time. 3 minutes maybe. I don't know how long of a round time you want to make it. I can only speak really from Medal of Honor. And the one league that I shoutcast, we play five-minute rounds for bomb mode. But Medal of Honor, not nearly as fast as Urban Terror is. And even last night, I mean, we played 12 rounds, and the objective was not achieved once. The bomb got planted probably three times and defused once. So I still think it's going to end up being a lot of Team Survivor myself. Not that that's a bad thing, and I know people have given me their input on how bomb should be, but we've been testing it, and we feel that We do have a good mix of Bomb and TSN right now, so we're going to stick with it. Areas like the rooftop in Village and being able to throw grenades over the rooftop on Casa, areas like that are being looked into. Many of them have been removed. If you haven't seen the new Village 2, there really is no more red roof to hop onto. Casa, areas like that are cause for cheap frags, like throwing grenades over the top of the roof, can't do it anymore. Those have been fixed, and you'll actually have to try to skill your way to a kill, not just toss a grenade blindly and hope it hits something. So, still looking at still looking at some comments here. Do you think that the changes in 3.0 will be so big in terms of gameplay that it might influence the ladders? Perhaps some clans with the beta have had better time preparing for the release. Well, again, when it comes to testing, as I said earlier, it is more play testing. It's not really playing to have fun. Sure, we play to have fun at times, but I mean, if we're on a server, we're there for a reason. We're testing something. We're trying to get something fixed. Yeah, I see the question, Bubbles. Hang on. I see it. Yes, the GUI's changed, by the way. That's what you want to know. We posted pictures of it. PoundUrbanTerror.net. Or PoundUrbanTerror. UrbanTerror.net. It's been a couple of weeks. Go back and check. We did post new GUI pictures. I think Bomb will influence leagues and ladders. I do think you'll see you'll see ladders, especially on OGL and clan-based setup, to support Bomb Defuse. It depends if you like playing ladders or if you're more of the league-type game player where, you know, you want to battle for, say, 3 months and make your way into the playoffs and then go through the playoffs like they do at clan-based or STA. I mean, so yeah, I think you're going to see new gamers, and I think you're going to see new leagues and ladders pop up. Support for both of those, I mean. So, yeah, Beta 3 is going to be good for the community. Why wouldn't it be? Well, barbecue, I was trying to get more specific, some barbecue here for the radio calls, but we do have quite a few new calls. He says no specifics yet, but things like directional calls. For those of you, you know, I don't want to say that because I don't want to get myself in trouble. So, sorry. I take that last one back because I don't want to say it now. still no movie of the explosion in a bomb mode. No, because the explosion was not finished. Thus, the reason we have no AVI of it. Will the CB ladders be reset? I have no idea. That's a question you'd have to ask. Drizzt Duncan or Lord of Clanbase? I follow Clanbase, but not that closely that I know all the details. So, hang tight. As it's getting hot up here, I'm going to have to open the window so you guys can check out some more tunage. You guys aren't going to like what I play. It doesn't really matter what I play, does it? No, because you guys never like it anyway. So, you know what? I am going to play a little bit of Rush. Right here. Bye to on the Snow Dog. A little Rush. TSN. You're listening to Urban Radio, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Oswald back here with you. TSN as I spit food all over my microphone here. Lunchtime here. somebody asking with the release of 3ODC Sid needing more employees. Nope, not really. Sorry. And we're not really employees. We're all volunteers. We do this because we love it. And right now, trying to bring somebody new on with as long as some of us have been together. I'm not going to say it wouldn't happen because you never know. It might. But I don't suspect we'll be adding anybody to the development team for quite a while. Even now, I mean, people in the community are helping. For example, LT1 and Tom. I mean, both those guys helping on the release of 3.0, but they're not part of the development team. I think people sort of get the misconception that, ooh, I need to wear the tag. I need to be in Silicon Knights before I can work on it. That's not true. You don't have to be. Invis, same thing with Invis. Invis doing a great deal of work for Beta 3. And will end up probably having two or three maps included in the release. Again, he's not part of the development team, but he's providing us with maps and things like that. So you don't have to be on the development team to song request. Sorry, I don't take song requests. I play what I want to play. If you guys think it sucks, deal with it. That's why it's my radio show, not yours. So we are back. And if you guys are out of questions, you know, I'm going to go enjoy my lunch then. To answer Aphex Twin's question, is there going to be an option to suppress bad language a la OSP? I don't believe so. You just have to turn off the messages, you know, all the messages. What is it, message mode 4 or something like that? But no, there's not going to be anything actually included that's going to filter out some of that colorful language that teenagers these days like to use. Little script kiddies. Is there any improvement in the lag warp headshot? Well, if you want improvements in the lag, get a better net connection. How's that? But yes, we have tweaked some of the settings. And I'm sure if you're one of those European clans who ends up playing Portugal and you lose, you're going to complain it is a warp. Oh well, deal with it. Headshots have been reduced. Part of that is because the neck is now not a critical area. It's not going to be a one-hit, one-kill. It's something we have worked on, and we know it's not realistic, but that's how it's going to be, and that's how it's going to stay. It has proved to be good. Something else is I see him just pop into the channel here. ISPGN.com is back up and online. We did post a message on UrbanTerror.net about it. So if you're looking for some server, get involved with ISPG and Warhammer. Great guy, great site, and he's been one of those long-time supporters of Urban Terror. Check it out. Good stuff. Other than that, there's no more questions, and I am going to head out. Time to buy some DVDs. Continue ripping some MP3s here from my CD collection so I can trade those in for DVDs. And that is about going to do it today. I do want to thank everybody who has tuned in. Been a pretty decent show considering I had actually nothing prepared today. Remember, stay tuned Sunday as there could possibly be some big announcement coming up. Hint, hint. But maybe not. You know, we'll have to wait and see how it goes. Is there a better in-game browser? Yes. Go to UrbanTerror.net, click on servers. That is the browser of choice for Silicon Knights development. And with that, I do want to wish everybody a great weekend. We'll see you next week. It's Oswald. This is TSN. Thanks for tuning in to Urban Radio. Have a good day.
Oh, I love you, Oz. Oh, oh, yeah.